it's hard to imagine, but you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times. Because the only way we can change is to be real with ourselves. If you don't know shit and have never taken school seriously, then say, I'm dumb. Tell yourself that you need to get your ass to work because you're falling behind in life. If you look in the mirror and you see a fat person, don't tell yourself that you need to lose a couple of pounds. Tell the truth. You're fucking fat. It's okay. Just say you're fat. If you're fat, the dirty mirror that you see every day is going to tell you the truth every time. So why are you still lying to yourself? So you can feel better for a few minutes and stay the fucking same. If you're fat, you need to change the fact that you're fat, because it's very fucking unhealthy. I know, because I've been there. If you have worked for 30 years doing the same shit, you've hated day in and day out because you were afraid to quit and take a risk. You've been living like a pussy. Period. Point blank. Tell yourself the truth that you've wasted enough time and that you have other dreams that will take courage to realize, so you don't die a fucking pussy. Call yourself out. Nobody likes to hear the hard truth. Individually and as a culture, we avoid what we need to hear most. This world is fucked up. There are major problems in our society. We are still dividing ourselves up along racial and cultural lines, and people don't have the balls to hear it. The truth is, racism and bigotry still fucking exist, and some people are so thin-skinned they refuse to admit that. But if you are the only, and you aren't stuck in some real-world genocidal twilight zone, you better get real too. Your life is not fucked up because of overt racists or hidden systemic racism. You aren't missing out on opportunities, making shit money, and getting evicted because of America or Donald fucking Trump, or because your ancestors were slaves, or because your ancestors were slaves, or because some people hate immigrants or Jews, or harass women or believe gay people are going to hell. If any of that shit is stopping you from excelling in life, I've got some news. You are stopping you. You are giving up instead of getting hard. Tell the truth about the real reasons for your limitations, and you will turn that negativity which is real, into jet fuel. Those odds stacked against you will become a damn runway. There is no more time to waste. Hours and days evaporate like creeks in the desert. That's why it's okay to be cruel to yourself as long as you realize you're doing it to become better. We all need thicker skin to improve in life. Being soft when you look in the mirror isn't going to inspire the wholesale changes. We need to shift our present and open up our future. The morning after that first session with the accountability mirror, I trashed the shag steering wheel and the fuzzy dice. I tucked my shirt in and wore my pants with a belt. And once school started up again, I stopped eating at my lunch table. For the first time, being liked and acting cool were a waste of my time. And instead of eating with all the popular kids, I found my own table and ate alone. Mind you, the rest of my progress could not be described as a blink, and you'll miss it metamorphosis. Lady Luck did not suddenly show up, run me a hot soapy bath, and kiss me like she loved me. In fact, the only reason I didn't become just another statistic is because at the last possible moment I got to work. You're gonna find peace from going to war with yourself, because we all got shit. People look at me, the reason why my story resonates with people, because I don't hide. I'll tell you exactly who the fuck I am. I will admit to it. People are great at hiding. So they want to just find peace. No, you gotta take your fix whatever's in you. Don't just shove it under a rug. Fix it, and then you'll find some peace later. During my senior year in high school in Brazil, all I cared about was working out, playing basketball, and studying. And it was the accountability mirror that kept me motivated to keep pushing towards something better. I woke up before dawn and started going to the MCAL most mornings at 5 a.m. before school to hit the weights. I ran all the damn time, usually around the local golf course after dark. One night, I ran 13 miles, the most I'd ever run in my entire life. On that run, I came to a familiar intersection. It was the same street where that redneck had pulled a gun on me. I avoided it and ran on, covering a half mile in the opposite direction before something told me to turn back. When I arrived at that intersection a second time, I stopped and contemplated it. I was scared shitless of that street. My heart was leaping from my chest, which is exactly why I suddenly started charging down its fucking throat. Within seconds, two snarling dogs got loose and chased me as the woods leaned in on both sides. It was all I could do to stay a step ahead of the beasts. I kept expecting that truck to reappear and run me the fuck down like some scene from Mississippi circa 1965, but I kept running faster and faster until I was breathless. Eventually, the hounds of hell gave up and loped off, and it was just me, the rhythm and steam of my breath, and that deep country quiet. It was cleansing. By the time I turned back, my fear was gone. I owned that fucking street. From then on, I brainwashed myself into craving discomfort. If it was raining, I would go run. Whenever it started snowing, my mind would say, get your fucking running shoes on. Sometimes I wussed out and had to deal with it at the accountability mirror. But facing that mirror, facing myself, motivated me to fight through uncomfortable experiences. And as a result, I became tougher. And being tough and resilient helped me meet my goals. Nothing was as hard for me as learning. The kitchen table became my all-day, all-night study hall. After I'd failed the ASVAB a second time, my mother realized that I was serious about the Air Force. So she found me a tutor who helped me figure out a system I could use to learn. That system was memorization. I couldn't learn just by scratching a few notes and memorizing those. I had to read a textbook and write each page down in my notebook, then do it again a second and third time. That's how knowledge stuck to the mirror of my mind. Not through learning, but through transcription, memorization, and recall. I did that for English. I did that for history. I wrote out and memorized formulas for algebra. If my tutor took an hour to teach me a lesson, I had to go back over my notes from that session for 6 hours to lock it in. My personal study hall schedule and goals became post. It notes on my accountability mirror. And guess what happened? I developed an obsession for learning. Over 6 months, I went from having a fourth grade reading level to that of a senior in high school. My vocabulary mushroomed. I wrote out thousands of flashcards and went over them for hours, days, and weeks. I did the same for mathematical formulas. Part of it was survival instinct. I damn sure wasn't going to get into college based on academics. And though I was a starter on the varsity basketball team my senior year, no college scouts knew my name. All I knew was that I had to get the fuck out of Brazil, Indiana. That the military was my best chance. And to get there, I had to pass the ASVAB. On my third try, I met the minimum standard for the Air Force. Living with purpose changed everything for me, at least in the short term. During my senior year in high school, studying and working out gave my mind so much energy that hate flaked from my soul like used up snakeskin. The resentment I held toward the racists in Brazil, the emotion that had dominated me and was burning me up inside, dissipated because I'd finally considered the fucking source. I looked at the people who were making me feel uncomfortable and realized how uncomfortable they were in their own skin. To make fun of or try to intimidate someone they didn't even know, based on race alone, was a clear indication that something was very wrong with them, not me. But when you have no confidence, it becomes easy to value other people's opinions. And I was valuing everyone's opinion without considering the minds that generated them. That sounds silly, but it's an easy trap to fall into, especially when you are insecure on top of being the only. As soon as I made that connection, being upset with them was not worth my time. Because if I was going to kick their ass in life, and I had way too much shit to do. Each insult or dismissive gesture became more fuel for the engine revving inside me. By the time I graduated, I knew that the confidence I'd managed to develop didn't come from a perfect family or God-given talent. It came from personal accountability, which brought me self-respect, and self-respect will always light a way forward. For me, it lit up a path straight out of Brazil forever. But I didn't get away clean. When you transcend a place and time that has challenged you to the core, it can feel like you've won a war. Don't fall for that mirage. Your past, your deepest fears have a way of going dormant before springing back to life at double strength. You must remain vigilant. Anybody, not just Navy SEALs, but anybody that can accomplish anything that is hard, the only separator is that they really want to be there. There's some people that get inspired, and that inspiration moves them to try to do something. But the inspiration is very high right now in this nice environment. We're in a nice environment. The ocean's out there. I'm talking to you. If I want to go to the refrigerator and get something to drink, eat, I can. I watch a movie about some badasses. You're inspired. But the second you're not in this environment and you're actually doing what inspired you, that suck factor is now real. You can't just get off your couch and get a shake or get a box of donuts or turn the TV. You're now there. And only those people who have been there a million times in their minds and have lived in that water and have suffered a million times and realized, my legs may break, my knee may break, my bones will hurt, I will be the coldest I've been in my life, I will be miserable, and accept that. Because what happens is when you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind, I call it my 1 second decision. When you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind immediately says, get the out of here. Everybody's does, even if you want to be there. But it starts to have all these different questions in your mind in that 1 second. And it says, okay, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Why this? Why that? And then you start to say to yourself, if you don't want to be there that bad, I have a beautiful wife at home, man. Why the f*** am I doing this, man? Like, this is stupid. This is going to get these guys injured. Like they're going to pay for this for the rest of their lives. I'm not going to break my body up to do this. Your mind starts to say, yeah, this is stupid. But if you are already knowing that this is going to happen to you, you have all the answers to these questions that your mind starts to give you when you're in suffer mode.